It's a short one, but I hope it's a good reminder. It is season 18, episode 49 of I Should Be Writing. Hi there, everyone. Welcome to I Should Be Writing. This is a podcast for wannabe fiction writers, and I am your host, Mer Lafferty, as I have been for the last 17 years. The podcast is 17 years old. Wow. And I'm still talking. As I mentioned with the last episode, I'm recording these in a batch, so I don't have anything new to report. But let me tell you a little bit about what happened last week. My dog got into a fight, had to do vet stuff. The AC went out, and I had a bad doctor's appointment. Not talking bad on a cancer level, I'm just saying it was unpleasant and needlessly painful. And it took a couple of days to recover, and that sucked. It's been a weird summer, and I realized in the past couple of days, I'm kind of in a funk, but I'm in a productive funk. I'm getting work done, but I'm really, really hating everything I do. Podcasting, streaming, writing, it's all crap. If you watch my stream, you know I started late on Tuesday, and I'm going to start late today because it's up time for me to do my gaming stream, and I'm just not feeling it. And I'm thinking about the podcast I recorded that I streamed yesterday, and I'm thinking about the podcast I recorded this morning and just thinking, it's all crap. It's terrible. I blather on. It means nothing. And then I had to remind myself. It's a very important reminder, y'all. Your brain is not reality. When you're in a bad mood, when you're down, when you're tired, when you're hungry, the world looks a lot worse. And I'm not being a Pollyanna. I'm not saying things are great. I'm just saying that whatever's going on, it looks worse when you feel like this. In 20 years, if you look at what I wrote on the week I was feeling good and what I wrote this week, you may not be able to tell a difference. But my eye is much more critical. I just don't like it. I don't like what I'm recording. I just don't. It's embarrassing. And yet I still do it. But I remind myself that my opinions will fluctuate from day to day. What I think of what I put out, how I feel about myself, how I feel about my work, that's going to fluctuate. That's normal. It's always nice hearing you're normal, isn't it? That's right. The reason why I'm telling you is because on Thursday, when I recorded I Should Be Writing, I had pretty much had enough. Was stressed out about the dogs, stressed out about the upcoming doctor thing, and then the AC went out. And I live in North Carolina, in the southern part of the U.S., and it is, you know, even without the horrifying concept of global warming, it is incredibly hot here in the summer. We got a lot of heat, we got a lot of humidity, and we got all that crap. So it was about 85 degrees Fahrenheit inside the house. I was sweating. I was miserable. I was just really, really not in a good mind place. But Thursday is when I record live. So I recorded. And I'm not sure I can tell you what I talked about. I think I let the chat guide the conversation, answer their questions. But really, it was more of a hangout than an episode. I even called it episode nil instead of episode 49. So when it came time for me to record for you guys, for the clean recording for the podcast feed, I didn't have a topic. The topic last week was I'm hot and miserable, and I'm kind of down, but I'm not hot. So as I was thinking about the fact that I was down and not hot, I realized that's just my opinion. I mean, that's my opinion today. I do okay. I do good work. Just some days I don't believe that. And on those days, I need to remember that these are opinions. It's not reality. When I submit my work to other people, my own opinion of it ceases to be important. All they know is I had a good enough opinion of it to send it out. I'm still feeling a little low, but remembering that helps. As I mentioned on the previous episode, I have done a lot of work on different projects. So I had several Scrivener folders open, or files open, and as I was closing them, I was looking at them thinking, okay, this one's crap, and this one's terrible, and I don't know where this one's going, and blah, 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 blah. And I'm not fishing. I don't need you guys to tell me I'm awesome. I am acknowledging that this is a down period. And the most important thing right now is for me to take care of myself. Sleeping, exercising, all that crap. Eating well. I did eat today. Very proud of myself. That was another thing on Monday. Monday the AC went out again, and so I rage quit and didn't do ditch diggers because Matt wasn't available and I wasn't going to do it in the heat. But then around 4 o'clock I realized as the rage grew, even as the AC got fixed, I hadn't eaten at all. So I took care of that. So I'm going to end it here. I just want you to know, whenever you look at your work and you think this is the biggest load of crap, because I know you do, because we all do, remind yourself that this is your opinion. And you may not be right. And no matter what you think, if you have enough confidence in your work to send it to anybody else, then you are also telling them, I give you permission to form an opinion about my work. And that opinion may be good. So don't argue with them if it is. I am not normally this introspective. I usually have useful writing things to say. If you're new, please check out merverse.com, where I talk about writing and the pitfalls and fun things about starting a writing career. If you want to support the podcast, you can do so at patreon.com/mightymer. And I stream on Twitch live pretty much Monday through Thursday, 12 o'clock noon Eastern time on Monday, and then 3 o'clock every other day of the week. I will come to you soon with episode 50 and talking about The Artist's Way soon. And until then, you should be writing, and I should be writing, and we should not be worrying about what we think about it. Just do the work. That's all you gotta do. That's the job. Feeling like garbage about your work? It comes with the job, but it's not part of the job. So don't do it if you don't have to.
Remember, you can support the show at patreon.com/mightymer. I should be writing theme music provided by John Anilio. You can find more about him at johnanilio.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. But I should be right.
Liberty sees me, it stands by me, and celebrates me for who I am.
When I come into the office, I feel that I belong here.
I don't have to be corporate America Gabby. I can just bring Gabby to work.
Reach your potential and find a job you love at Liberty Mutual. We offer development training, rich benefits, and a culture that lets you bring your whole self to work, so you can pursue your tomorrow today. Ready to consider a career at Liberty Mutual? Find out how at libertymutualcareers.com.